Good evening, this is Scotty Reed with Black Talk Radio News. We have a very troubling report for you that is coming to you from the state of Michigan. As you may be able to see the headline there for those that's checking out the video. For those that's listening to the audio podcast, let me go ahead and share the title of this article that comes to you from BridgeMI.com. That's BridgeMI.com. And right now, the country is talking about sexual assault and rape, but primarily they're focusing on the sexual assault and rape that happens to females. Now, like I have stated in the past, rape is not a gender issue. It's not just females that's getting raped in this country. It's males as well. It's not just our young women. It's also our young men. It's not just our teen young girls, but it's also our teen young boys as well. Now, I have stated in the past, and the statistics do back this up, that a lot of people don't know that males are victimized by rape more than anyone in the country, in the United States of so-called America. And this is driven by the statistics coming out of the prison. So yes, I'm talking about prison rape that happens on many of these prison plantations in this era of modern day slavery and human trafficking. So the headline states, and let me pull that up, "Are teen prison rapes a violation of civil rights? A Michigan court is about to decide." Now, it's just a shame that we even have to ask a question like that. And it's much deeper than just some civil rights that are granted to you via federal laws. It's about human rights. It's about the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Not that we need any kind of governmental body to tell us that people have certain rights, like the right to not be raped. But this is a very, very troubling story. And again, the question, are teen prison rapes a violation of civil rights? It's a very sad question. Now, this story isn't focusing on female prisoners, but this is focusing on male teen prisoners. And the vast majority of these are, guess what? Well, you know who is the vast majority of the people who are victims of modern day slavery and human trafficking. If they are not black males and increasingly black females, but also non-white people in general are the primary targets of the system of modern day slavery and human trafficking. So let me just read a little bit from this article. It says, "The question of whether the state can be held liable for teens raped in Michigan prisons may turn on a constitutional question. Do prisoners forfeit their rights in Michigan when they enter prison?" Now, unfortunately, I would have to say, based on the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that states that slavery is totally legal as punishment for crime. So if you enter into the prison through the criminal courts, you can be treated like a slave. In fact, you are legally a slave, and you don't have any sort of rights. Now, there have been other cases involving females who were raped in prison, and a class action lawsuit that this article talks about, who I believe were successful and received millions of dollars in compensation for the pain and suffering. But it's just a shame that more people don't realize that slavery has never been abolished. Now, many of these laws will come in conflict with one another, and the courts do need to make it clear what's going on. They need to make it clear to people that, hey, so we still practicing slavery, therefore you are legally a slave. You don't have any rights, all right? Just be upfront with people, because then I feel like if more people knew that we would have a tremendous spike in the abolitionist movement. I mean, this is truly slavery. But let me continue on with the article. It says, A 3-judge Michigan Court of Appeals panel heard arguments Tuesday in the case of Doles versus Michigan Department of Corrections, a civil lawsuit or a civil rights lawsuit filed on behalf of young men sent to adult prisons in Michigan when they were under the age of 18. Once inside, they said that they were sexually assaulted by adult male prisoners and female prison guards. Corrections officials did little to protect them from the harm, the suit says. Attorneys for the state argued that Michigan prisoners have no right under state law to claim civil rights violations. So again, they basically saying these are slaves. Slaves don't have any rights. Okay, didn't you see 12 years a slave? Haven't you seen Roots? Okay, raping these people, they're not even human, you know? They're 3/5 of human or whatever. So anyway, this case was filed in 2013 with 7 unnamed prisoners and former prisoners and has grown into a class action lawsuit involving more than 900 young men who say they were harmed sexually or otherwise while forced to live in the general adult prison population. So, you know, this is, again, look, rape, sexual assault is wrong no matter who does it. But I resent the fact that the mainstream narrative right now with the Me Too movement is only focusing on female victims, when males are the most sexually assaulted in this nation, when you count prison statistics concerning rape. And I will also point out that out of prison rape, because we know that mostly they're going to blame the other prisoners, and they are to blame, and we need some self-policing to go on in there. I'm speaking to our prison abolitionist comrades in these prisons, but all right, so we know that happens, but you'd be surprised to know that 60% of all prison rape is committed by guards. All right, whether we're talking about male guards on female prisoners, or we're talking about male prisoners being sexually assaulted by female guards. And, I was just listening, side note here. I was listening to a radio station on our platform, blacktalkradionetwork.com, the context of white supremacy, and they are doing book study, and I can't remember the name of the book right now, but it was talking about psychopaths and what have you. And one of the sections that was covered in the book tonight was talking about what professions do you think psychopaths would most likely be found in. And I have to throw in prison guards, okay, prison officials and what have you, because they don't have empathy. They brutalize people like it ain't nothing. And that's an indictment of the wider society, because we tend to blame these prisoners when most of them are in there for nonviolent, victimless so-called crimes, victims of America's war on drugs, which is really a war on certain communities in order to keep the prison plantations full. All right. So, I mean, this is just a travesty. This is a travesty. And let's call them too. Let's talk about these prisoners who are being violated on a daily basis. You know, I understand how people worship celebrities and whatnot in this country. So your favorite celebrity tells you, oh, she was a victim by the evil Mr. Harvey Weinstein, and they're getting all this outpouring of sympathy. And then that spills over to politics, where you have these people who are in Congress talking about how they're being sexually harassed and what have you. But what about these prisoners? Okay, what about these prisoners? We just gonna turn a blind eye to that. So when we sentence people to slavery as punishment for crime, I guess that includes rape too, huh? No, I don't think so. This society is truly a very sick society that does not value human beings, period. And then you wonder why we have this cycle of this rape culture that exists. These young men go into these situations, they become victimized and raped, and wider society doesn't care. And then they come out, and, you know, psychopaths aren't just born, but they're also made, and we're making psychopaths. We allow these people to be victimized, allow them to be raped, and then you wonder why they come out, and then they turn into predators on the community. All right, but let's go ahead and take a listen to the accounts of one of these young men. And I'll share the links to the story and to the page that has a bunch of audio testimony. So we're going to listen to John Doe, number 4. Take a listen. He was incarcerated in 2012 at the age of 16 in an adult prison for carrying a concealed weapon and assault with a dangerous weapon. All right, so let's go ahead and give a listen.
Going forward, don't give her name, just say Corrections Officer A. Okay. And how old were you at the time the first incident occurred?
Sir, I was 17.
Can you describe for us what happened in the first incident?
First incident, she had let me out the port at night between like 9:30 and 10. And when I was the only one out portering, I ain't had no job. So I was out there cleaning. So she had walked in the closet, and I had went in there behind her. We ain't kissing none of that. Like, she just basically pulled me in there and pulled down her pants, and I pulled down mine. She bent over, and I put a glove up on my piece, and it had went from there.
Did you have vaginal intercourse with her?
Yes.
That's just one account, and there are many more accounts. Again, this lawsuit says that it is now a class action lawsuit with up to 900 victims. Look, this goes on every single day in prisons across the United States. I'm also reminded, speaking of Michigan, where this lawsuit has been filed, there was a women's prison, and I can't remember the name of the prison, but where the guards would hog tie these women, strip them naked, hog tie them, leave them in their cells for days without water, without food. I guess it was to condition them to acquiesce to the sexual demands of the guards. This goes on all the time, people. This goes on all the time. And it's pitiful. It's a shame. And it's an indictment of the wider society. I say we got a society full of psychopaths who don't have empathy for human beings. Just because you send someone to prison, I never thought prison was supposed to be about rehabilitation. It's always been about profit, because prisons are the new plantations. So this very troubling story, I hope that you will share it widely so that we can educate people to the fact that it's not just Hollywood actresses, it's not just let's say female congressional staffers who have to deal with rape and sexual assault and sexual coercion. No, males are the most raped gender or sex in this nation. And it's time to stop ignoring it. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Hey, make sure that you visit us online at blacktalkradionetwork.com, which is managed by the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Please make a donation today, as we don't have corporate sponsors and what have you. And again, we are a U.S.-based nonprofit, and we're actually in our anniversary month, and we're entering into our 10th year of existence. That said, peace and blessings to all.